You're listening to the audio production of God's Not Dead by Rice Brooks, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author.
Introduction, Ground Zero of Faith. Christianity has been successfully attacked and marginalized because those who professed belief were unable to defend the faith from attack, even though its attackers' arguments were deeply flawed. William Wilberforce, Real Christianity. God, I just can't believe in you anymore. This was the frustrated conclusion of my friend Dean as he drove down the highway thinking of a conversation he had recently with an atheist, a conversation that rocked his world. He had been deeply challenged by this person's questions and objections to the existence of God. What was most upsetting to Dean was that he had no answers. Frustrated and embarrassed by his own inability to answer this skeptical barrage, he finally told God he intended to stop believing. What happened next was the last thing he expected. After making his declaration that he would no longer believe, he heard a voice. "Who do you think you're talking to?" He immediately pulled his car over to the side of the road to get his heart right with God, and he did. Then Dean had to get his head right. Rather than bury his doubts, he brought them into the light and began to deal with them by studying the evidence that undergirds real faith. He says he is now able to answer the skeptic's challenges as well as help the doubter who is struggling to find faith. Stories like Dean's have led me to write this book. My hope is that every believer will be able to grasp the reasons to believe in God and be able to communicate them with the world around them. This is the challenge given to us from one of history's greatest examples of someone who recovered from the dark night of unbelief, the Apostle Peter. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have.